You're listening to the Tar Heel Fly Fishing Podcast.
I'm looking to steal somebody, babe, or someone tonight.
Welcome to the Tar Heel Fly Fishing Podcast, guys. This is the first show, the maiden voyage, if you will, of what will hopefully become a success. We'll, of course, see how it goes. There's a lot of aspects that go into this, so hopefully they'll continue to fall in line. Now, I had some excellent suggestions over on the forum for a first episode. They range anywhere from what a beginning angler needs in terms of knowledge and gear, to techniques for certain patterns, and also saving money in the fly fishing world. These are all great ideas, and you can expect them to become one of the podcasts in the coming episodes. But for today's episode, I'm going to discuss what a beginning angler needs in order to start fly fishing. This is a pretty vast topic, of course, so I condensed it a little bit to save time. Now, one of the most important components in fly fishing would be the fly rod. You know, of course, you can go out to the river and throw your line into the water by hand, but probably won't work out too well. You probably will get laughed at by the fish. You're going to need a fly rod. It doesn't matter if it's an inexpensive rod or a ridiculously priced rod that costs an arm and a leg. The rod is what is used to cast the fly line and fight the fish. When choosing a rod, of course, you need to figure out what you'll be using the rod for. Will it be used for freshwater or saltwater? Because, of course, freshwater fish are usually a little bit smaller than saltwater fish. Trout or pike, bass or marlin. Also take into consideration the water being fished. Is it a small stream that you can easily leap across, or is it a large river that's going to need Evel Knievel to jump across? A small stream that contains small fish will only require a 2-4 weight fly rod that's 6 to 7.5 feet in length. Average size rivers such as the Davidson River require rods in the 4-6 weight range, with about an 8-9 foot rod being ideal. Now, the reel is another major component. The reel is a necessity. It holds the fly line and aids in fighting the fish, specifically large fish. So make sure you're using a reel that matches the rod. If the rod is a 6-weight rod, a 5-6 weight reel is ideal. Like rods, reels are going to be inexpensive to very expensive. Some reels cost $30. Some reels cost upwards of $1,000. So just pick your reel that you're most comfortable with and that fits in your budget. You should be fine. Now, next we have the fly line. Now, some people think that fly line, or in fly fishing, the fly is being casted, but that's not necessarily true. The line is the item being casted. The fly is basically being thrown with the line, because of course a weightless fly cannot be casted without fly line. If you took a fly and put it on the end of a spinning rod set up, and won't go very far unless it's a huge streamer that's heavily weighted. Fly lines are mainly classified by taper, weight, and whether or not it floats or sinks. Now, backing is a major component to fly line and fighting fish. I really highly recommend that you use backing, because especially if you fish large rivers that have large fish in them, because fish being fish, they're going to run whenever they are hooked. And in some cases, they'll run 100 feet, 200 feet, 300 feet downstream or upstream. And since fly line only has about 90 feet of line on a normal spool of fly line, you're going to run out pretty quick. So you want to have some backup line called backing. And that is usually 20-pound Dacron line. It's attached to the end of your fly line that gives you that extra assurance that you're not going to lose that fish. Now, next is the leader and tippet. Both are basically the clear line that is attached to the end of the fly line. The leader can be knotless or knotted. And basically what a leader and tippet is it's basically the clear connection to the fly line that basically deceives the fish. It's thick at the top and thin as you progress down the leader. Now the tippet is very thin, almost silk-like line that can be attached to the leader when the leader becomes shorter. Of course, after tying those fly to leader knots, you're eventually going to look at shorter leader, so you're going to have to fix that. The heaviest tippet is 0X, which is the equivalent of 12-pound test. That's basically the heaviest tippet we have. It is usually used for larger fish, and it is used in murkier water. Around here in North Carolina, you're rarely going to be using 0X tippet, just generally because the water is so clear. After heavy rain, 0X tippet can be used. 1X tippet, 2X tippet, 3X tippet is the tippet of choice, just simply because it's thicker line. And that's why you hear a lot of people saying that, you know, murky water and heavy rain equals catching big fish, because 6X tippet or 7X tippet on a huge 25-inch brown trout doesn't really fly. You know, that won't work. Because you're almost guaranteed to be broken off, because, you know, 25-pound fish and 6X tippet don't match. So it's a good idea to use the 0X and 2X, up to 2X, 3X tippet during heavy rain. Connected to that leader, or the tippet, is the fly. The fly is basically the weighted or the weightless lure used to catch fish. We've got several types of flies. For trout, you've got the dry fly, which floats on the water and stays dry, hence the name. The wet fly imitates a drowned fly or an emerging mayfly or caddis coming up to the surface to emerge. And then you have the nymph, which is a type of fly that is used to imitate immature insects that live under the water's surface. About 90% of a trout's diet consists of nymphs, so becoming a successful nymph fisherman is very beneficial to the fly fisherman. Many anglers use waders to stay dry. We use them to stay warm when fishing in the winter also. Make sure you choose a comfortable pair of waders that are durable and also dependable. Breathable waders are a great choice, as they aren't too hot in the summer, and really, as long as you layer up in the winter, you should be fine fishing in breathable waders in the winter months. And of course, you're going to need a sturdy pair of wading boots to complement those waders. If you're a hike-in kind of angler who hikes a good distance, a lightweight pair of boots are perfect. In the summer, most anglers leave the waders behind and wet wade with wading shoes and wading pants. Other gear worth using out on the water include a good net. Of course, if you're gonna land a large fish, you need a net keep that fish under control. A good net would be one that holds up. Also, a good net, if you're a catch and release fly fisherman, would be one made of a rubber bag. Because nylon, knotted nylon bags and nets are not good at all, because they cause a lot of harm to the fish that you net. So stick with fine mesh netting or rubber bag netting. Also, you've got your forceps. If that fly is really, really small, maybe say you're fishing with a number 30 midge, and that fly is a little too small to pull out of a fish's mouth with your bare fingers, using a forcep, which clamps onto that fly, and then back it out, would be ideal. Make sure you have a pair of forceps, and then clippers. Some people bite the line with their teeth, the excess line, but of course, if you would rather clip it off with, you know, easily with a little nail clipper or a specialized monofilament clipper, that would be good to use. You can keep it on a little zinger on your vest, and it'll be right there ready to be used. And of course, there's other gear worth mentioning, but you know, like fly boxes, and pocket knives, fly floating, stuff like that. The music you're hearing today is by Big George Jackson Blues Band, Looking to Steal Somebody. For more, visit musicalley.com. Music Alley is from Mevio, so visit them for more music. Somebody, baby, someone tonight. So if you have somebody, you better hold on to her tight. Oh, where's the last time you told her? Oh, she was so sweet and fine. I hope this gave you a general idea of what you need to know and what gear you need in order to start fly fishing. Look for more podcast episodes soon. For more North Carolina fly fishing, visit www.tarheelflyfishing.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you out on the water. I'm looking to steal somebody, baby, or someone tonight. I'm looking to steal somebody, baby, or someone tonight. So if you have somebody, you better treat